Sports Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I think this is going to be a fun segment. You want to call in, talk about what you think about Twitter and Elon Musk. I would love to hear some outside thoughts, all right? So 866-494-9866, got a few minutes for the next break, and then we'll certainly take your calls during the next half hour. But yeah, 866-494-9866. What do the right side ruffians out there in this audience think about the fact that Twitter is being acquired by Elon Musk? And I'll tell you right now, this is just freaking funny. I mean, I'm just... Here's one. Jack Posobiec just tweeted out a headline story from Politico. Twitter's top lawyer reassures the staff and cries during a meeting about the Musk takeover. This is an executive of the company crying in a staff meeting. It's so bad. And I just find this to be just epically humorous. And I'm thinking, you know, some of you folks need to really just sort of get a life. And so apparently this meeting they had today, literally is this been a debacle. But let me go ahead and grab a call while I got a minute. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams, how you doing today, man?
Fine. I hope you folks are as well.
I
relish it if it goes to private. Would that not take it off of, what was that, the multimedia one that 130 or something? It would take it off of there, and it would also put it under anti-monopoly laws, I believe.
Well, and that's true. I hadn't thought about that.
Make lawsuits, and they could defend against them, and they could make counter lawsuits upon those. And hopefully that would go to a point of deregulation to where, especially if it makes it profitable, where we can take – We can go against any of them and get rid of that 130. I don't remember the exact nomenclature.
Yeah, you're talking about Section 130 under the law. Yes, absolutely. That's the one that gives them the protections that they can do whatever they want to do and claim they have protections under the law to do it.
Precisely, and that could open up a world of things and get rid of that thing. It might promote it.
Well, we'll see, but I don't think Elon Musk is going to put $44 billion into it just to let it go away. I bet he's going to do some things to it that are going to help him mitigate some of these issues to avoid that kind of trouble. We'll wait and see, but he's been pretty savvy with his investments up to now. So, Brian, thanks for the call, man.
I got
another line to grab, so let me grab it real quick. Hey, line three, Mike from Huntsville. Hey, Mike, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you today?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I think they can keep Section 130 on Twitter if they want to open up that algorithm and make it where everyone can see what's going on so we know why we're getting kicked off.
Well, and that's a great point. Like, I've been locked out before. I know Dale Jackson has. And the fact is that one of the things that we think that they're most freaking out about is that people are going to see behind the curtain. They're going to find out what the wizard's been doing behind the curtain this whole time and what the algorithm really does. And I bet we're going to find out, by the way, that they've been subject to Section 130, but we couldn't see it, and now we're going to. That's going to be an interesting dynamic.
I think that'll be great. That'll be a real eye-opener to be able to see what's going on.
Well, I do too. And that's also going to tell us about a few things that probably happened during the last election cycle too. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see, man. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it very much. All right, so listen. The Twitter employees are having a complete meltdown. Like, oh my Lord, how do we survive this? And I'm, you know, there's a whole lot of, beta personalities, if you know what I mean, wrapped up in the Twitter reactions. Like, you know, somebody bring in the therapy dogs and boxes of crayons and coloring books, because I don't know how we're going to be able to survive this. Copper, what you got? Go ahead and say it. Just grab the mic and say it.
How do we survive not being able to censor anyone we don't like?
I know, that's what's happening, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, oh no, conservatives can say mean things and we can't stop it. It's just, you know, wow. That's what's happening. And right now, by the way, I got a story from the New York Post that when we get back, was it New York Post? Hang on a second. No, it wasn't. It was Postmillennial is posting a story talking about the actual stats of the number of people who said that, for instance, if they had known about Hunter Biden's laptop, it might have changed their vote in the last election. Yeah. A poll previously released by the Media Research Center showed that 16% of voters who were unaware of the Hunter Biden laptop scandal would have switched their minds and not voted for Joe Biden had they known about it at the time. And according to a December 2020 Rasmussen poll, a majority of Americans believe that the media purposely buried the Hunter Biden laptop story to influence the 2020 election. You think? You think? And now we got what we got, right? Well, when they are the public square, there you go. I mean, what's that song I quoted all the time on here by John Mayer? When you own the information, you can bend it all you want. Well, that's what's been happening. And we're going to talk about it more when I get back. You want to call in? 866-494-9866. Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. Just plain right, by golly. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. So we are in number two of the Triple Dipper, Turnabout's Fair Play, I call this. It's the whole Twitter buyout. So Elon Musk has come out of nowhere. I mean, like, you can tell Twitter world did not see this coming. And all of a sudden, the richest man in the world said, you know what, enough of this. I'll just buy you. $44 billion. And the liberals are having a meltdown right now. Hey, I got a caller on line one. Let me grab that, though, real quick. Mike from Huntsville held on during the break. Appreciate that. Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
Good, Phil. Listen, that section is section 230.
Yes, 230. That's right, 230 of the Communications Decency Act. That's what it is. Yep.
That's right. And the problem is that they violated every aspect of it that gave them the immunity to begin with. And when he gets into that Chinese algorithm that they're using, they're going to find out how bad this was. Hopefully he'll make it public. And then that will actually produce potentially a criminal investigation because it was an active violation to defraud the United States. And that is what they're worried about.
I agree with you, Mike. And I tell you what else I wonder if they're going to find. If they're going to find internal communications right now indicating a collaboration with the Biden campaign during the 2020s. That's going to be interesting, isn't it?
I think you're right. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. And it's timing's pretty good, which is one of the reasons that the media is coming out the way they are right now, because that anesthesia thing on the 200 mules is a really interesting situation, because that's going to basically piggyback what Twitter as well as Facebook were both doing, as well as the funding for these mules that were actually, what they need to do is they can find some of the bank accounts where these checks were written and what source they were from. They're going to find out that the DNC was significantly behind some of the funding of the voter fraud.
Well, and so you mentioned that, just as a quick aside, the 200 Mules film done by Dinesh D'Souza is about the 2020 election and the scams that took place in the middle of all that, right?
Right, and that was also the suppression of the reason the Hunter Biden story and those 51 supposed intelligence officers that came out and committed an actual serious crime, which is 18 U.S.C. 2385, which is a conspiracy to overthrow the President of the United States. That was a criminal act, too.
Well, man, I think it's going to be a lot of stuff that comes out, and I bet we're also going to find some shady business practices, and then we're just going to find some stupid stuff that may not have been illegal, but it was just like ridiculous, liberal, progressive crap, and I think it's going to be fun to watch.
I kind of hope that what you're saying is true, but I think it's much more sinister than just turnabout, because this isn't really a turnabout. This is just balancing the playing field, which they consider to be dangerous for them, because truth, you know, makes them, it's like shining a light on a cockroach and they run for cover. And that's what's happening right now.
Fair enough, Mike. Thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it very much. Stay in the audience. Yes, we like having you around.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, take care. All right, that was another Mike from Huntsville. Copper, we've had like two Mikes from Huntsville today, haven't we?
There's a lot of them.
It's Mike from Huntsville is like the new John Smith. They're just all over the place. But I'll be honest with you, the funny thing is Phil Williams has gotten to be one of the most common names. There's another radio guy in Tennessee named Phil Williams. There was two of us in the legislature at the same time named Phil Williams. I never forget one time my dad, who was Phil Williams Sr. in the Huntsville area, he got a check in the mail and he called me one day. He goes, "Hey, son, I got a campaign donation. I'm not even running. I guess it's for one of you or the other guy. Who do I send it to?" We didn't even know. It just said Phil Williams campaign. So anyway, there's that, a little aside, a little rabbit trail. All right, so despite Mike's point that turnabout is not necessarily a strong enough word, I'll continue to go with it. Number two in the Triple Dipper today, turnabout's fair play. Here's a story from the New York Post. I love the title. This is what caught my attention. The title of this story from New York Post dated 2 days ago. Why it's so much fun watching Elon Musk slap Twitter in the face. He says, sometimes it seems that Elon Musk learned the art of public relations from Tony Montana in Scarface and says, make way for the bad guy. Anyway, it appears, he says in the article here from New York Post, that Twitter annoyed the wrong billionaire. And a social media feud became an opportunity to make a pile of money, and that's what Elon Musk lives for. And by the way, let me just say, in this moment, Elon Musk is a hero. I don't think he's aligned with everything this show believes or espouses. But so far, so good. And he calls himself, in this article, it quotes it, he calls himself, Elon Musk does, a free speech absolutist. He wants to make Twitter what he says is a more free and open platform. And what has spooked many of his critics, the article said, especially those in the company, is not that he plans to make the platform, you know, a moderation-free digital Wild West, but rather that he proposes to make public some aspects of the company's decision-making processes, some of its algorithms, creating real transparency in what is considered today to be a corporate black box. See, that was what our last caller was talking about. Yeah, exposing stuff that's been hidden and how they did it. And who do they do it with? And it says in the article, this is likely to embarrass Twitter, whose employees exploit the arbitrary and opaque character of its operations to pursue private social and political vendettas, like the Hunter Biden laptop, which I'll get back to more in a minute. It says what Musk proposes is not taking away Twitter's ability to regulate content on its platform, but rather to disinfect that process by dragging Twitter's inner workings out of the shadows and into the sunshine. Oh, yeah. But Twitter employees are having a meltdown, man. And this is what's so funny. I mean, another story out the Post-Millennial, dated yesterday. Twitter employees go, quote, absolutely insane after Elon Musk buys the company. So, yeah. So, just to refresh, $44 billion later, the offer has been accepted. The Twitter board recognized they had a duty to their shareholders under the law, and they weren't going to be able to get around it. And so they had no choice but to accept. And then it's on Elon Musk to, you know, bring the check. But there's a whole lot going on in terms of what's being said and done by even Twitter employees. First of all, Parag Agrawal, who is the CEO, he replaced Jack Dorsey just last year. He sent out a message that says, team, the Twitter board has announced that it's entered into agreement for Twitter to be acquired by a private entity fully owned and controlled by Elon Musk. I know this is a significant change, and you're likely processing what this means for you and Twitter's future. I'll be gathering the company together at 2 p.m. Pacific to speak with you directly and answer your questions. Yeah, okay. That's called group therapy. Large-scale group therapy. Tweets have been coming out from Twitter employees. Things like one of them tweeted out, has anyone tried sliding into a tech reporter's DMs and asking them to leak us information about what's happening? Because they don't know themselves. Another one says, I've never been this stressed in my entire life. Another one tweeted out, one of my favorite projects was to help Twitter go public. I guess it's just only proper do we go private. And then another one says, a lot of free speech going on in our slacking, which means, you know, in their internal communications. Well, there's a audio clip. Copper, you good to go on clip one? Just highlight the word ready for me when you say you're good. Okay, yeah. This is that crazy one that was embedded in the middle of a story that I couldn't pull out for you. So here's the thing. Post-millennial, I don't know if they broke the story. I can't say they broke it, but they wrote a good story on it. MSNBC, one of their guys, a guy named Ari Melber, story on MSNBC dated today, pointed out that Ari Melber from MSNBC on Monday seemed upset by news that Elon Musk had bought Twitter for $44 billion, saying the platform could be manipulated to win elections. And his concerns over hypotheticals were a lot like, my paraphrase here, exactly what we've already seen. So, without further ado, let me just do this. Let me play for you what liberal pundits are saying and see if this sounds a little too familiar. Clip one. Go ahead and play it, Copper.
You own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election. Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper.
Copper, grab the microphone.
Where have we seen that before, I wonder?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, the former president of the United States can't even get on Twitter right now. I mean, for the love. What all have we seen suppressed, Copper? Let's think about this. What all have we seen suppressed or at least the algorithm changed so it didn't? There's the Hunter Biden laptop, of course.
Any reposts of conservative news outlets like Dale's craziest news stories? Like he literally just reposts clips and they suppress it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I feel I literally feel like I've been shadow banned on Twitter because I can put something out and see it going viral and then seeing the numbers come back down sometimes. It's weird. Yeah. And then I can also, you know, question, okay, how did that story not get out? Use all the right hashtags, do all the right things, and then that story that I'm tweeting is not getting out. Okay. That being said, that was a guy from MSNBC who the story from Postmillennial literally says is exactly what Twitter has been doing, and he's talking about panic. It might happen. Dude, it's been happening. And he talks about the fact that, you know, we have all these stories now about what would have happened. Those quotes I gave you earlier from the polling that was done, literally in the same story, that was the Postmillennial story that I was quoting earlier, that the Media Research Center shows 16% of voters who were unaware of Hunter Biden's laptop scandal would have switched their minds and not voted for Joe Biden had they known about it. In a 2020 Rasmussen poll, a majority of Americans believe the media purposely buried the Hunter Biden laptop story. Republicans have, you know, constantly, they point out in this article here, I'd forgotten about this, but Senator Tom Cotton was locked out of his account after tweeting about the Black Lives Matter riots. What was I locked out for? I was locked out for something. I think I called out the LGBTQ agenda and it was deemed to be too mean. I mean, it's just on and on and on. Libs of TikTok, you know, constantly getting hammered. Babylon Bee doesn't have their account anymore because even though they're parody, they're just not allowed to have their account anymore. Meanwhile, the Ayatollah Khomeini and others that are on the line, on the net calling for death to America, they've got their account still. It's crazy. All right, we're in it. We're going further in this. Turnabout's fair play. Suddenly, Elon Musk is changing the rules. We'll talk about this more when I get back. So let's go ahead and take that break right now, Copper. I want to hear more about how y'all feel, too. These have been some great calls on this. All right, listen, I know I got some right-side ruffians out there, and at the very least, you think this is funny. Call in and tell me about it. 866-494-9866. Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and, yep, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. That's what we do here on the show. So, yeah, moving towards the top of the hour here, I'm going to stay in the triple dippers number two, turnabouts fair play, Elon Musk. Elon Musk is buying Twitter. I know you heard it, unless you've been under a rock. Elon Musk is buying Twitter. $44 billion. Liberals are freaking out. I mean, you can go right now to any news source, and you're going to find this being one of the top stories. Storyline, here's one. I'm just looking at it on the screen right now here in the studio. Storyline, Fox News. Twitter employees distraught over Musk buyout. Too in shock to speak, according to reports. That's hilarious. What else we got? I mean, I can look at things like, where are we? I tell you what, I'm on Twitter. Let me go to Twitter. Let me do that. I'm going to do Twitter and do a trending of hashtag Elon Musk buys Twitter, trending top. Let's see what we got. There's lots of stuff. Oh, my gosh. It's everywhere. Yeah, memes. Spaceship man is bad. it's just, it goes on and on and on. Hey, there's Yaffe. He's one of the top ones I read. Okay, listen, here's the deal. If you look at what's been happening the last few years, the galling thing is that right now liberals are saying, we don't know what's going to happen. This could go very badly. What they're worried about, and I agree, is that we're going to get the ingredients to the secret sauce. We're going to literally know the recipe to the secret sauce, and they're not going to be able to hide anymore what they've been doing for the last several years. Because Twitter has gone from, I think I had a study, I need to go find it again. There's a study done in the last couple of years that said that something like 70% of all adults find their news through social media, and of those, the majority of them are Twitter. Facebook comes in second. That's an amazing amount of influence. And so if you find your news, and I guess by that they mean the links to the stories, if you find your news by going to Twitter, but Twitter makes sure you don't find the news truly because they suppress some and enhance others, we're going to find out. Well, listen, here's a story off the Washington Examiner, dated April 24th, 2 days ago. Washington Examiner, in a two-year time span, it says, big tech censored President Joe Biden's critics 646 times. Wow. It says the censored cases included things like deleted social media accounts or posts or those giving warning labels that stopped people from sharing or commenting. Of the 646 cases, 140 of them involved the New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop. The largest category of censored cases included 232 posts that attempted to blast the president's behavior with women and children. By the way, it is creepy. You ever notice how he likes to stand real close and like and put his hands on women's shoulders and just, I mean, he did it when he was in Ukraine or in Poland not long ago. I told Charlene, I said, what? Look at this. What is he? Somebody stop him. Other things that were suppressed were comments regarding freedom in terms of COVID. Other censorship included posts that included negative coverage of Biden concerning energy policy or rising inflation. So here's the thing. Media Research Center, their CensureTrack team logged more than 3,600 overall cases of censorship against conservative outlets and people and, you know, across social media platforms. Overall censored topics included things like elections, COVID-19, climate change, and race. Yes. And the vast majority, by the way, while there may have been some things that were done by liberals, the vast majority of, you know, true censorship appears to have been against conservatives or conservative causes. So what's going to happen? Now, okay, Elon Musk, he's been saying the things he wants to do. And one of the things he said in one of his recent filings, he had to do a security filing on April 14th. And in so doing, he said in his writing, did not have confidence in Twitter's management. Well, maybe the only employee who's going to be happy out of all this is Twitter's CEO, Parag Agrawal. Because old Parag has an estimated $42 million buyout if he's fired. Please don't throw me in that briar patch. So Twitter CEO, according to finance@yahoo.com, Twitter says the CEO is set to receive $42 million if he gets fired. He made $30 million last year. That's a job. So, okay. Nonetheless, if there's any Twitter employee that's happy, it's going to be CEO Parag Agrawal, who all he has to do is say, I'll stay, and if Musk says no, he He gets $42 million to go do what he wants to do. All right, I got a little bit more on this. Like, what is Musk going to do? What changes is he going to make? There's some indications of what that means. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. If you want to call in, 866-494-9866. Right Side Radio, top of the hour news, and we'll be right back.
Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, yes, Right Side Radio. Yes, we are solid and conservative and just plain right. It's what we do. It's why we're here. It's why we exist for that very purpose. But okay, so by the way, I gotta pause here and tell you, I hope some of y'all heard my interview with Andrew Ford, the president and CEO of ZLA Solutions. They're doing an epic job across the state right now of getting people back to work. That's their bread and butter, and they're good at what they do. And so, yeah, I had him on yesterday because I thought, man, here I was doing a whole segment on jobs and the job market and how things are going with, you know, the economy and where are the workers. Who better? Well, yeah, I was right. He did a great interview with us. But listen, ZLA Solutions, if you're looking for a job, you can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, and like I always say, you can find those jobs there right now. They're posted. And they got good ones. He's had them as high as $20 an hour here recently. On top of that, though, the main thing is if you are an employer and you're looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, well, yes, once again, ZLAUSA.com, you'll find out everything they can do for you. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, whatever the case may be. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter, I always say. And it's true, it don't matter. They will get you the workforce you need for your job site. ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. Yeah, there you go. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, I'm still in this topic right now, finishing this up on Turnabout's Fair Play. I talked about the Elon Musk purchase of Twitter. If you want to call and talk about it, I'll take that call. 866-494-9866. So a couple more things I've got here. This story came off of Fox Business. Fox Business dated yesterday. Bezos, that's be Jeff Bezos. That'd be Amazon Jeff Bezos. That'd be I own the New York Times Jeff Bezos. That's I'm a billionaire, but I always have to ding things at Tesla CEO Elon Musk. All right. Amazon founder and co-founder CEO Jeff Bezos on Monday mulled out loud whether China has gained leverage over what happens on Twitter now that Tesla is involved. This is just tacky. All right. So, but it's classic. Here's the tweet he sent out. He says, interesting question. Did the Chinese government just gain a bit of leverage over the town square? And this is in response to a New York Times reporter who was noting that Tesla relies on China for its large market and lithium batteries. Okay. So Elon Musk does business in a company that has connections to China. Therefore, China just gained control of Twitter? No. The reporter went on to try and divide the line, but it was just, you know, and Bezos was trying to kind of carefully walk his comments back a little bit. But here's the bottom line. The interesting thing is that if you look at the story further down, it says that it points out that Bezos has his own relationship with China. A Reuters investigation in December found that Amazon had capitulated to demands from China to continue doing business and grow the company there. And in 2019, the Washington Post, I said New York Times earlier, the Washington Post, which Bezos bought in 2013, included a 8-page advertising supplement touting the achievements and talking points of the Chinese government in a section that was off limits to the paper's editors. So in other words, they couldn't do a thing about it, the editors, and it got in there 8 pages on why China's so great. But, you know, hey, that's just Jeff Bezos mad because the other billionaires out there doing things. Well, okay, so what's going to happen? Here's the bottom line. For you and I, if we do Twitter, like right now, my Twitter feed is actually up on my screen right here in the studio. What's going to happen? So Twitter's going to have a new owner. Is he going to make changes? Well, apparently he says he is. How do we know this? Well, Axios, did I go to Axios? Yes, I did. Axios, dated April 25th, that'd be yesterday. Article titled, Everything That Elon Musk Wants to Change About Twitter. All right, what do they say? Well, first of all, they point out that everything they're drawing this article around comes from things that Elon Musk has said or tweeted himself. All right, number one, if you've ever used Twitter, isn't it maddening that if you have a typo or you say that thing that you realize, I really shouldn't have said that, which doesn't happen enough on Twitter, by the way, that you don't have an edit button. You have to actually delete the tweet and start over. How many times have I been typing and done a thread and then realized the middle text had a typo that makes me look silly and I think, and now I got to delete it, which deletes a big chunk of the thread. So all that to say, number one, sounds technical, just a little kind of a duty here or there. The Musk notes in his 2019 tweets that an edit function is needed, and in a TED talk back in 2022, or in April this month, back up, Phil, use your words. At a TED talk this month, Musk said he wants Twitter to have an edit button, and he believes that can be done. He actually did an informal poll of his own followers. 74% of his more than 4.4 million respondents said yes, they want an edit button. Number one, looks like an edit button could be coming. Here's the next one. He also believes they ought to be able to do long-form tweets. I'm not as wild about that one. I kind of like the fact that if you use Twitter, it requires you to think about how to say what you're going to say in limited capacity. You're not having to read people's diatribes and, you know, somebody puts on their, you know, their entire monologue. All right. Nonetheless, he says he thinks it's time for what he calls long-form tweets. So he commented out just in earlier this month. His immediate takeaway of a long thread that he read is it's apparently way overdue for a long-form tweet. Okay, we'll see. Next, and this one is getting good. Musk says we've got to get away from spam bots. The single most annoying problem, he says, on Twitter. That's basically those fake accounts, the ones that, you know, they set up so they can bombard your account, and it looks like you've got multiple people either liking or disliking. And, Copper, you're for that one, huh? Get rid of those bots. Get rid of the bots. No more bots. No more fake, you know, Russian names that say they want to be your friend. No, they're not real. All right. You can tell some of them. Sometimes you can't. But nonetheless, he says there's going to be a means by which Twitter can authenticate all real humans under his ownership. And then we get into the real deal stuff. The stuff that makes news. The stuff that is going to wind up being a big, hairy deal. Musk has said that he's concerned about bias being inherent in Twitter's current algorithms, and he says he intends to solve that with what he calls an open source algorithm, meaning that the secret sauce is not going to be a secret any longer. Anybody wants the recipe, they can go see it. Says Musk polled his followers on whether they support an open source algorithm. About 83% of the more than 1.1 million who responded said yes. In other words, they want to know, why is that trending? Why is it I can't see that story? What happened to that thing that I said yesterday that nobody will retweet? Why did I get blocked? Or for that matter, why do I see certain stories and not others? In fact, somebody said about Gina Carano. This is me talking. Gina Carano, who was previously, you know, an actress working in a former MMA fighter, and she was literally, you know, somebody I follow that I thought, has she gotten off of Twitter? No, just that she's not popping up on my feed again. I had to go to her site to see what she had said most recently. Come on. Well, he says an open source algorithm is going to be made publicly available. It's going to change the calculus on what appears in your Twitter feed. And by the way, it's going to show the world what it wasn't doing before. And that's the rub, y'all. That's what's going to happen. If he'll get in there and do that, if he'll get in there and open up the vault and say, y'all come and see what's been happening, there's going to be a lot of reckoning, in my opinion. There's going to be clear indications that Twitter had set their algorithm to hit certain things certain ways that impacted conservatives more than progressives. I guarantee you the trouble's going to be if we start finding internal communiques that indicate that the DNC or the Biden campaign was colluding with Twitter to make sure stories got suppressed. If we start seeing things that say that, you know, Hillary Rodham Clinton made sure that her campaign got notoriety on Twitter, but that Donald Trump did not. I mean, folks, I'm just telling you, if we get a chance to truly see the inside workings, people might go to jail, or at the very least, heads are going to roll. That's where it's going to get interesting. That's where turnabout becomes fair play. All right, that's enough of that one. You still want to call in after the break? You certainly can. 866-494-9866. Copper, go ahead and move us to the break. We'll do that right now and come back, and I'm going to number three in the triple dipper for the day. We may actually get through it all. Wormtongue. Remember him from Lord of the Rings? Wormtongue lives, in my opinion. We'll talk about it when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned.